AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. It might be harder to visit a military base and expect your bags to be searched if you do. As our national security correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the U.S. military has raised its threat level.
A Pentagon spokesman says no specific event was behind the increase from an A level to B. Colonel Steve Warren says it's due to a generally heightened threat environment. Officials say the increase will likely lead to more random bag or vehicle checks on bases and more vigilance.
Storms are bashing West Texas and the Panhandle again today. Reports of weak tornadoes touching down near the Vernon area. 6 inches of rain east of Dallas is causing problems. One man drowned in flash flooding. His body was recovered today in Cook County. Rain's on tap for the Carolinas this weekend. That's because of Tropical Storm Anna. Well off the coast of Myrtle Beach, hurricane season doesn't even start until June 1st. Four people died today in a small plane crash onto a highway in Atlanta. Our Ed Donahue reports.
The FAA says the Piper PA-32 took off from the DeKalb Peachtree Airport and quickly ran into trouble. Don McGee was driving on Interstate 285. The crash happened in front of a tractor trailer.
He slams on his brakes and the plane just went right in front of him. Boom! Hit the wall.
He describes a huge fire. McGee is amazed no one on the highway was killed.
You can't even throw a baseball or a tennis ball across there without getting hit. And this plane came across 285 and didn't hit nobody.
Federal investigators say they will reconstruct the plane to figure out why it crashed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Busloads of police officers from as far away as California came to New York City to honor slain officer Brian Moore. His commissioner honored him too, giving him a posthumous promotion to detective. Wall Street, the Dow gained 267 points. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court clears the way for airlines to allow passengers to use their phones and other electronic devices in flight.
The ruling is a blow to the nation's largest flight attendants union, which had hoped to reverse a 2013 decision that said passengers could have the devices out during takeoffs and landings. The flight attendants had argued small electronics would keep people from paying attention to safety messages and that the items posed a threat because they could be thrown. FAA officials argued that cell phones and other devices are no more dangerous than the books passengers have been allowed to keep out. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
Indiana teenager Drew Holmes says that taking his 93-year-old great-grandmother to his junior prom was a lot of fun. They had to cut the night short, though, because of her early bedtime. He picked Catherine Keith up in her Cadillac for the dance. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.